I want to thank you, brothers and sisters, for the opportunity to hear, to share God's word with you this evening. In the last 30 years, God's given me the opportunity to travel to all parts of India, but I've never come to Mizoram before. So, I consider it a great privilege to be here with you. I want to share with you this evening, first of all, from a verse in John chapter 8. These are the words of Jesus in John chapter 8, verse 32.
Heng hi patien tu ani alali suwa soi. Chang som thum le patni a khan.
You have heard these words before, I'm sure.
He patien tu hi ingai sa fu tong ti karinga.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Thutak in siang a. Thutak chuan sual a ba nang chu.
Our subject is perfect freedom in Christ.
Kan thu pui tu hi la li so Christa azale na fam kim ye ni a.
I don't want to speak from my head, I want to speak from my heart.
Sa lu atanga soi mai sai ka se lo ba. Ka thi lung tak atanga he thu sei ka tu wa.
If I speak from my head, it will only go into your head.
Ka atang ron thak chuak sathia ani chuan in ka chung lampang a khan aral mai ti ka lafa.
If I speak from my heart, it will go to your heart and change your life.
Ka thin lung ta ka sui ero chuan tu cha din thin lung a nea nga in nun ati dang lama.
By the grace of God, I want to speak from my own life.
Pathian khawai na azara awangin he thu cha hi kan nun.
The Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Because it is the power of God unto salvation. As I've studied the Bible for the last 35 years, I've discovered one thing.
Hey, kum somtum le panga pathian le khapu pathian thu kan jil hian mu chua ka nei chu.
That the gospel which Jesus brought is very simple.
Lali suan tan chin cha min te ki mo te nei ki ka su chua ka.
It's not for clever educated people.
Min le khatiam me sing kui kui tan ani ber lo.
It is for simple ordinary people like
ni mo so te ta da ni ti hi.
Jesus spoke in such a way that even children could understand.
And
I have tried to preach in such a way that children can understand. If the children can understand what I am preaching, then I know I am doing all right.
Nau pangte da sia thiam chuan ke ma la ba chuan chato a kein sei sia to ka kein ngai ni.
This book is a very simple book to understand.
He Bible hi sia thiam he tu ra pathian thu mol ta ka pathian nin te ka ni a.
If you approach it with a humble, needy heart.
In tin lung ai ngai tom le mamo chua he pathian thu hi sia chuan.
When I read the Bible, I say, Lord, I'm clever in earthly things, but when it comes to this book, I'm foolish.
Ah, le ka putang ka sia chuan.
I'm clever in earthly things.
He le ka putang sia hian ko vel thila chuan mi sin ni ke sia.
But when it comes to God's word,
ma se pathian thu tak tak ayo chuan.
I'm a foolish man. Give me the wisdom of your Holy Spirit. And I want,
I want you to pray that prayer as
you จงใจนะจูนิมจอมปุยกระดูเรนี
่ in each meeting
แห่กันอินคอมคุณตินเรงอาเฮียนจะยังจงใจนะจูนิมมันปุย
Lord teach me the truth by your Holy Spirit
ลัลปาถ้าเราเทียงให้มินิทูได้มิเสียตีรออีอิน
because it's wonderful when we know the truth
เหตุตักไบเบิลมีดังเสียจวนอารมณ์เอ๊ะมันนี
่ It will set us free, Jesus.
ลาลิสโซฟิสตันจู่จวนอาทิตย์เลยนั่งซึ่งปฏิ
There are two parts of this truth.
เหตุตักทุติกาเฮียนบุ้งเหนียวมา
One is the truth concerning ourselves.
ขณะจวนเอ๊ะมันนี่อาทุตักทุติผมนี
่ First of all, God lets His light shine into our hearts.
Asadrin patian chuan aengin kan thil lung hewan chu lenga
so that we see our own need
chuan enge kan mo tak ti chu kan in zong chuak te thi
and then he lets the light shine on Jesus what he did for us
olya chuan lali so khista lam an ena chu chuan lalpan enge min ti sak
so there
ta lang le a
so there are two parts to this truth
the chuan he thu tat ta hian bung ni kan bu ni
the truth concerning myself first
thu tat de ma min sil pia du
and then the truth concerning what Jesus did for me and can do for me
in thu tat la le so khista ina min ti sat le min ti thei lam min sil pia bo ka ni
and the devil seeks to blind us to both these truths
chuan la chuan chu thu tatอาจารย์ชวนมิตรมินเซียมถูกมั้ย
First of all he does not let us see our true condition
ขณะชวนเกมานี่มีนติตักอินหุชวกอินสะเทเราตูรินนินไป
And if we see that then he does not let us see what Jesus can do for us
ชูกันนี่ก็อินหุชวกชวนก็อินหุชวกลงชวนลาลิชวนนินติสักขะกันไงตัวเทเรา
When Jesus lived on this earth
Lalisua kovelokalin.
There were thieves and adulteresses who got converted.
Rogru tele uirete apian tharatam tak aron siama.
But there were religious Pharisees sitting as elders in their synagogues.
Abalotu sakomi tele kosan suai tute inkom naina hun robia tujin ho tezu.
Who did not get converted?
Chu ho chu lali swa enga ani mu chok ve thelo.
Why?
In phange.
Did Jesus come only for the prostitutes and the thieves?
Lali sofista kha lo chu swa te le ru ru te tan so alo ka lan mi.
No, he came for everybody.
Lo ve mi song song ta lo ka lan mi.
But why is it these Pharisees never got converted?
Ngatine heng Pharisai te hi anpian tar ve thelo.
You know the reason? Because they did not see the truth about themselves. It is no use seeing what Jesus can do for us before we see the truth about ourselves. So we first need to see the truth about ourselves.God's word is like an x-ray machine. If I have got some problem inside my body, sometimes even a good doctor cannot find it out. But when I stand in front of the X-ray machine, it sees right through me. And it gives me a photograph of my inside. And the doctor says, you've got tuberculosis.
Chuan da ko ten a ib veini hi
there is a problem in your lung
it's of a hian harsat na aw mani hin ata aw mani
I may say no I'm all right I feel all right
nilo ve kata machine kati kai
but the doctor says This x-ray does not tell lies.
Ma se doctor chuan hey x-ray khala kya to lo ban di tak mai ni.
You have got tuberculosis.
Ah TB say no.
You need treatment.
En ko linga ini.
Otherwise you will die.
Tu tin lo chuan si ma ya.
God's word is like an x-ray.
Patian tu chu chu tiang nga x-ray ang.
It shows me my inner condition.
Su lam nun song song he min hai chu sa ka.
You may say no, but I feel all right.
Ah, yen ka chalom ka ti the.
But this x-ray does not tell lies.
Ma se he patian chu hi ato si lo.
So the first thing I need to know is the truth about myself.
Zu bang yin ke ma tin xiat zuo yi yu bei wo fa sa de an chi.
And when you hear the truth about yourself, you may get angry, you may feel hurt.
Kan ba ni kan dong da chi tak kan su lam nu ni kan yin xiat zuo de zang zuan a kan tuar na poi kan ti zang om the ni.
Many people don't like their sin to be pointed out.
Tam tak zuan an sual na an ni na ti tak zuk soi sakhi anai thailo.
As long as people are just clapping and singing and being happy in the midst of the church, everything is all right for them.
Anai tu dan chuan a ko han hoba ganin koma him ta gan sai gan lam ti hi chung si tel ve chu nuam an ti tal ku ya.
But they don't like to hear about their own sin.
An ma ni su ga le has ta tak tak kuan chua sakaro chu anai khatak chin lo bani.
How many of you would like to be sick and not know that you are sick?
Zalahian engsage kanzinga a khosik na naya amago chu natna nei lo bai msia omang yo.
If we are sick, isn't it good that we know that we are sick?
Ai khosikani chuan ikwa asikani ti kha sia khatha ani lo mi.
Let me give you one or two examples.
A entina pani kha
In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5.
Mataya, unga akanin.
Matthew, chapter 5.
Unga.
Jesus said, in verse 20.
Lali suan, zang somni, akan hetiang hiyan, hati ah.
Unless your righteousness is more than the righteousness of the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
In fil na in le khasiak tu te le pharisai te fil na hi apum lo chuan van ra mai lu top lo wang ti ka siu chu ani la su na ti a.
My brothers and sisters,
sida hian tu na du tak te u.
How many of you really want an x-ray of your heart this evening?
Zinga engzat chia hian nge kan thin lung hi lal pa ma par chuak la mang hi.
Listen to God's word.
Again to and like the young
Jesus said, your righteousness must be more than the righteousness of the Pharisees if you want to enter God's kingdom.
Lali swan kan chian mon lenge in fel na in le khasiak tu kan pa sai de fel na hi akum lo swan pa na men lu top lo vao ati ani.
What was the righteousness of the Pharisees?
Pa sai de fel na tu enge li kha.
It was outward.
Wallam dil ani ah.
They cleaned the outside of the cup, the inside was dirty.
And no wallam sil fire sulam ro dinna takna bolosi.
How many of you will pour tea into a cup that's dirty?
Sena hian tiang no bol ro chuan thing kui kan thi du em me.
If the outside is clean, is that enough?
Apolam fai na chu lu ang thak mai lo.
No, the inside must be clean.
Achulam no chulam pha apai tiang him turani.
And so God will not pour his spirit into a heart that is dirty.
Sutiang chuan chinlung bol lo umi te chinlunga pathian in tharau tiang him ara sen ti thailo.
If somebody's heart is dirty,
chuan kan chinlung kalo bol lo ani chuan,
and he says he received the spirit,
tu ti chua pathian khalau ka dong ka chang ati kok chuanin,
that must be an evil spirit, not the Holy Spirit.
Su khalau chu khalau chiang him ani lo nge ya.
The Holy Spirit will not come into a dirty heart.
Khalau chiang hetu tin lung pol lo a lo kong lai lo.
It has to be cleaned first.
Su tin lung chu athiang him ma sa tu ra ni.
And then Jesus went on to say,
ali so ra soi se la,
verse 21,
Zang sumhi pakhata chuan,
the righteousness of the Pharisees was this, this commandment, you shall not commit murder. Murder is an external thing. I killed somebody, that's murder. I don't do it. Then I have a righteousness which is outward. But Jesus said, that's not enough. That is in the Old Testament. That is what Moses taught. But now Jesus said, I have come to lead you higher. Moses said, don't commit murder.
Verse 22.
Jesus said, don't get angry. You understand the difference? Anger is insight. When I'm angry with someone, even though I don't kill him, the inside of my cup is dirty. So you sit here and you are proud of the fact that you have not killed anybody? When Jesus stood in the synagogue, he looked at a lot of people like us who had never killed anybody. And he said to them, that's not enough. That is only cleaning the outside of the cup. Now, I want to teach you, Jesus said, how to clean the inside. Then Jesus took a second example. He said here in verse 27, this is the righteousness of the Pharisees. You shall not commit adultery. When you commit adultery, you sin. But when you don't commit adultery, then the outside of the cup is clean. But Jesus said that is not enough. What about the inside of the cup? All those who are sitting here, they are proud of the fact that we don't commit adultery. Is that enough? If you are a follower of Moses, that is enough. If you were living in the Old Testament before Jesus came, that is enough. But Jesus said, I say to you, verse 20, Moses said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, if you do it in your thoughts, in your heart, you have already committed
adultery.
How many of you are serious about cleaning the inside of the cup? We call this a gospel crusade. Gospel means good news. What is the good news? That God will help me to clean the outside but not the inside. Is that good news? That is only half the good news. Many of you have heard half the gospel. We need to hear the full gospel. And I believe that God wants all of us to experience
that.
There is no partiality with God. On the earth, we may be different. Some are rich, some are poor. Some are educated, some are not
educated.
But before God, we are all the same. And anybody who is serious about having a clean heart, God can help you in these
days.
When we know the truth will set us free. God's word is like a light. I said it's like an
X-ray.
If you have an injury on the outside, the doctor can see it without an X-ray. But if there's a crack in the bone, he can only see it with an X-ray. We can say that the Old Testament law only dealt with the outside. In a cup that was very clean on the outside but all dirty inside. How would you feel? Would you feel like drinking it? Even though the outside is so clean. And as you take it, you find the inside is also dirty. Even though the tea is good, the cup is so dirty. If I came to your house, would you give me tea in a cup like that? No, I'm sure you wouldn't. But do you know, my brothers and sisters, that is how we are offering something to God. What sort of a life are you offering to God? A life that is very clean on the outside and dirty inside? You're giving God a cup which is dirty on the inside? We need to repent. You can't please God just by coming to the meeting. We can't please God just by singing songs. Jesus once said in Mark chapter 7, Mark chapter 7 verse
6,
Jesus said to the Pharisees these words. In verse 6, the middle of that verse, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me.
hemi ti hian an ka in choi moya an thilung ro chuan mi la chi a.
When Jesus stood in the synagogue 2000 years ago,
whom sang he rautua lali suan hezir di na sa hian hezu sa hian,
he looked at all the religious people who were so happy to sing their
songs, song song him taka patian thung bol di ngai ke
wa en king every week to the synagogue for the meeting.
Bar thing in regular takin synagogue ka in form the local team.
Jesus was the light of the world.
Lali sua he kopel en en
ya. Life was like a powerful x-ray that showed people their heart.
Lali sua en to x-ray all the tak ang nitin lung sun lang sa thay ni ya.
And when he stood up to preach, it was like a bright shining light.
Mipui ma si si tura ron din suan. Mipui tin lung song song to ang sang sik.
And he said to all the people,
so father and mother to one,
he says, you draw near to God with your lips.
Eh in lim soy moya,
you say hallelujah,
hallelujah in the in
kai, you say amen,
amen in this ava,
praise the Lord,
lalpa pakidong ko ske in the a,
amazing grace,
sian ko enro kwe,
all to Jesus I surrender,
lali swai ne da tin tike,
wonderful words,
so pro kwe tak tak tu kan soi chi na.
But Jesus said, your heart,
marasala Jesus said, start to the loom,
your hearts are far away,
if you loom out to kan hena karin atla em chi di,
you say all to God I surrender, but you don't surrender all.
Kia ne da to lal pa kapumin kai lan kan dia amaro tu tin loin kan di tak tak chi lo.
There are some amazing words in the hymns we sing,
so to kan phang la te po kan sa chi da ni.
For example, in the Lord's Prayer,
Entinan lo tong chai na hian,
forgive us our sins as we forgive others who have sinned against us.
Mi kan suo te min ngai dam la te ni poin mi suo te kan ngai dam angin kan ti a.
Now tell me, can God forgive you if you have not forgiven your brother or sister?
Sen a hian kan u nao te suo kan ngai dam si lo chuan kan patien ni ngai dam he don mi,
impossible
at he lo ni.
So we say the Lord's Prayer every week,
so God to din he lao chong chai le he,
forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them
suang te ni dam ti suang ngai dam,
as we forgive those who trespass against
us, din kan deal chi da.
That means I'm telling my father, in the same way that I forgive my brother, Father, please forgive me.
So in lalpa unau sual ka lai damin ngai damro.
So that means if I have not forgiven my brother, I'm telling God, don't forgive me.
Then go out ka lai dam silo chuan lalpa ngai dam di su ka ti dat tin.
These things are not on the outside.
And feel the people lam feel mai.
On the outside, I can shake hands with my brother and be very good to him. But in my heart, if I have a grudge or a bitterness, inside of my cup is dirty, and I cannot cleanse it with any number of songs that I sing.
That saka sil pai the nilo,
I have to repent,
kain chim arai asim arai.
When we see the x-ray of our heart,
chuka chin lung chuka han en chen chuan,
and ask God to set us free,
patian ne na sane na,
God shows us the x-ray of our heart,
lapa kapin lung suwa la min,
and then he shows us what Jesus did for us,
lali suwa ayai min ti sak min ti ti ro.
Let me turn to 1 John, first epistle of John, chapter 3.
Zodalekaton bakatla kungthum,
1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter
3. Kungthum akan,
first epistle of John.
Zodalekaton bakatla
chapter 3
kungthum
and verse 5. Jesus appeared, it says here, in order to take away our sins.
lali swa tu kan swal te lakiang tu ren lo
ka the first thing
alo la ga ni ti
the second thing
pani na chuan
verse 8
zang ri ta
the last part it says he appeared to destroy the works of the devil
dia bolan na tho dipou tu ren lali swa tu alo ka la ni ti
in one translation it says Jesus came to open all the knots that the devil has tied in our life
le ni na pakata chuan helai thu hi lali suwa chu setanana kan suwal screw na staka aher he kha tumi hel her thong tu chuan lo kalani
let me use an illustration
etina hansela
when we were born as little babies let me use an illustration
etina hansela
when we were born as little babies when we were born as little babies
tan lo pian chua na phang te tan ni lai than
let's imagine that we had a nice ball of string nicely rolled up
here is two balls string ka puar he tat dei ani han chuang
then lai la as we live every time we commit a sin we tie a knot into that
til ka lo ti sto lo pian hian ha e lim puar na ka what is there and I'm having to go ila
when we open out that ball of string and tie another knot
sang chuan kha kha ka han phela amaro chu til den swal le sida kan kur bel le ila
after we have lived 15 20 years that string is full of 10,000 knots
chu tiang se la ka ti chuan kum som panga kum som mil ve la chuan na sa te khoi da ti kur bur ala ha han ngai
ila our life has become such a mess
annu nahi tu tiang deu chuan ate chin
and we are discouraged
khat ya gan siat so pa ni
lord how can I ever do anything now with this life
asian ne la po halal pa khat yang khim khim swa khat swa swan so dai ka ti tiang
here is the truth
so pa ni ta hian tu tak su ma ni
Jesus came to untie all the knots
su su swa swan so so and to swan lo kala
and to give us a clean ball of string again
zu aya swan ti lung chiang lim min te thien
that is the good news
so zu chan jin cha zu
that is why he shed his blood
zu van swan a ti chen na chua ka
no today I just want to make a beginning
sara hian a tu pul han chan a la kai ngaya
I hope you'll all be able to come in the next few days right till the end
something at all sitting in local zelanti karina so bokchewa
and also in the morning
in zirapo local ulanin
because the two are what we're going to share is related to one another
zalabaga tu ai thak tu le jinga bible study hi ai laiji zel do den si che to zel do na
there are five things that God has given us in Christ so that we can be free.
Til pala pachin in the Lord Jesus Christ in pe. That is the end to the Oma.
And I want to tell you a little bit about it this evening.
To them song and sita ila
and more in the coming days morning and
atang ero tu kana seji jela ga ni daga.
And I'll tell you one thing if you respond to God's word in this week you will be free.
kana chuan pathian thu in ngai kha chuan tun ka chu a hian lalpan ati sale nang
you be free from guilt
swal na atangin athan da bang chuwa
from a bad conscience
lai tu da dik lo la ka changin ati sale nang chuwa
from a dirty heart
pinubol lo
you'll be free from fear
lo na ati bawanga
free from anxiety
sa na dik lo
free from Satan's power
satana tilti thena lakatangin
free from grumbling and complaining
kunchian dale atangin athan damang chunga
free to fly like the birds in the air
pa anga poluak athok del del turin patian tu chuan
many of us are like birds that are tied down with chains and ropes
am so tam tak kitu safa amaro tu khriat phor de tlat dan anga
We're flapping our wings, but we can't fly. We're tied down to the ground. Jesus wants to cut those ropes and chains so that we can be as free as the bird. When you come to a river, what can you do? You don't have a boat. There is no bridge. How can you go the other side? You're stuck. But what does a bird do when a bird comes to a river? It doesn't need a boat. It doesn't need a bridge. It just flies across. When you come to a mountain, and there is no path through that mountain, you're stuck.
That's one called.
But what does a bird do when it comes to a mountain? It flies over it. God wants to make us like those birds in our spirit. Many people, that river, that mountain, is a picture of the problems that we face in life. Many believers, when they come to a problem, they don't know what to do. They complain. They get discouraged. They blame other people. They get anxious. They are like people who cannot fly. But when God sets us free, there's a promise in the Old Testament which says they will mount up with wings like eagles. We can go over the problem. We can be overcomers. That is God's will for you. Okay, these five things I mentioned. First, the first gift God gives us is the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary's cross, by which the inside of my cup can be clean. Completely clean. Without even a small bit of dirt in any corner. Even with a microscope, you won't be able to find even a small sin. When the blood of Jesus has cleansed. That's the first thing we need to understand. I need to come with a desire to give up my sin. When God shows me an X-ray, and I see that even though I claim to be a believer, I get angry. I shout at my wife. Is that a clean cup? What is the use saying hallelujah in the meeting to God and then shouting at my wife when I go home? That's a very low level of Christianity. God wants to save me from my anger. God wants to save me from a tongue that cannot be controlled at home.
Patian suan patian thu angom tura mong sian thar lu gon tro sa ka duwa.
What is the good news?
Tan jin cha jin ne ni
the gospel.
Zu tan jin cha ju
is the good news. God saying to you, I will help you to control your tongue in the church.
Zu tan jin cha ju pye gin lo ka sa ga is lay then him zu ka ni lo.
That's not good news.
Zu tan jin cha jin tak tak lo
because I'm in the church only for a few hours in a week.
Eh, pye gin da yan ka ka da. Da ka ten te sau kaum.
The good news is that God can give me power to control my tongue morning till night every day of the week.
Patian chuan kale a thutat sai turin sai dam turin kar tuana nim control sat le san dam.
Now the devil comes and tells us you can never be free.
Zara hian a the la cha din pya chu tian in engin ge yom pya atinu aron pia.
The devil says I've got you in my power.
Kemot saktain kasat dam chok amse.
And when I tell you to be angry, you will be angry.
Ah, chindim bahuda chok chindim la.
And the devil says even Jesus cannot set you free.
Lagi suwa oin zuke huna chok chandam thaiji la bangse aron jine.
Is that true?
So so ati kemle.
He's a liar.
Ah, sitana su God
fight. Satan is a liar.
He don't fight.
Jesus Christ is more powerful than him.
Lalisho Krista just said that I'm
before I was born again I served the devil.
Ah, Colossians Sarmatuan to swallow to follow.
Whatever the devil told me to do I did.
That's what is not to the minty atia to katichina.
Now that I've given my life to Jesus Christ, whom shall I serve?
Master God shall Lalisho Sarmatuan kanun song song. Arong ka Paul tu me na jok ka peto.
Shall I still serve the devil?
So far in swaw rong chu ka Paul zel don in me.
Shall I serve Jesus Christ in the church and serve the devil when I go to the office?
Ye kin chu ai la di so his darong Paul in office da se ka darong Paul ka din me don in me.
Shall I serve Jesus Christ in the church and serve the devil in my home?
Ai na te se ka du so dia and yet in our lady so du so om he ato him me.
No,
ato lo.
I shall serve Jesus Christ everywhere.
That is so this star wrong. He could have bought to him.
Here is the first thing.
So to pakatta.
If I say, Lord, I want to be free.
Lalpa tuna hian salen.
I want to give up my sin.
Aksual lehe par san kadu.
Help me this week to be free.
Kurkara hian isalen na pamkima.
Bring me to perfect freedom in Christ.
Isalen na pamkima. Lalishwa sara tumine.
Cleanse my heart.
Katin lung silpaila.
The blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all sin.
Lalishwa tisen suan katin lung song song silpaila.
And not only cleanse us.
Atifaita de lavin.
God's word says,
Patian tu suan,
your sins and iniquities I will not remember anymore. Supposing my heart is like a blackboard where many, many sins are written down. All the sins I committed in my life are written on that blackboard. And then I take soap and water and a sponge and clean out that blackboard.
Yes, so the soul that to we lie in adore and then one and in han su fai
really scrub it out nicely.
Let's do main han su fai la.
And then you take a microscope and look at that blackboard, you can't even see one sin.
To let go to and tangin at and tangin eng ba mu tu rom to lo.
That is how the blood of Jesus cleanses our heart.
So tiang tak to lali suan kan tin lung he ati fai ke ni.
And not only cleanses, God says, I will not remember.
Ati fai tak po ni lakin, ka heren to lavang.
That blackboard looks like a new blackboard, nothing written on it.
So blackboard, so blackboard, thar eng ma jit lung na blackboard.
My heart can become as clean as a newborn baby.
Ka tin lung he dao sen tiang lin, aga sil fai ke.
How
lali so kis ta disen.
Even if you're the greatest sinner in Izol,
Izol ahen miswal terfot lo mitala.
Blood of Jesus can cleanse you.
Blood is so Christ has cleansed you
from every sin.
You fight up for the sin
if you will confess it.
Atutia ngani tu tutia sil fayom tu chuan si ganin puan ngai.
When the doctor shows you the X-ray,
but
And you see your heart's condition. Don't get angry with the doctor. Don't tear up the x-ray. That won't heal you. That doctor is a good doctor. He wants to help you. So when a preacher shows you your sins, don't get angry with the preacher. Humble yourself and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Cleanse me. That's step number one. Then secondly, God gives us His Holy Spirit's power. Without the Holy Spirit's power, we can't live the Christian life. If I wanted to make that fan turn without electricity,
so electricity
I can do it. I'll tie a rope to one of those blades. And keep on turning. After some time I'll get tired. And I'll stop. Now some people are living the Christian life like that. Trying, and after some time they get tired. But think what a wonderful thing electricity is.
That's
been running for 1 hour without stopping, without anybody turning it. Holy Spirit's power is like that. It's no use understanding the theory of electricity if you don't actually have electricity. It's no use just understanding the Bible if we don't have the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's the second thing. God gives us the power of His Holy Spirit.
First,
the blood of Jesus to cleanse us. Second, the power of His Holy Spirit. And number three, God gives us His Word. God's Word shows us the way we should go. Power alone is not enough. Let me use another illustration. If you have a car, and you want to go from here to Silchar, there are two things you need. The car alone is not enough. You need petrol in the car. Then you get power. That's also a picture of the Holy Spirit. When the tank is full of petrol, it's like a man full of the Holy Spirit. And that petrol sets fire to the engine and the car starts moving. Without the Holy Spirit, you're like a man pushing the car on the road. Okay, to go from here to Silchar, you need two things. First, petrol in the car. Second, you need a road. Now, 100 years ago, there was no road here from here to Silchar.
kum zakal to akan sizar kong ala poplova.
So even if you had a car and even if you had petrol without a road, you still can't reach it.
Hela hel ka be petrol thum khat mai lagin chu kong to pop si la sizar ga ten thei lo.
Which is more important?
Ai thua koi mo so.
Both are important.
Apa ni chuan apoi bo.
So God's word is like the road.
Patian thu hi tu tiang chuan kong ania.
When petrol is filled in my car, I need this road, otherwise I won't reach my destination.
Petrol so om kha tong la pha he a thu hi mo chuan ka kaw tum na ka then thei.
Now some people, when they are filled with the Holy Spirit,
they then ka chu kalaw thil ni ma ti kha om,
they say, now my car is full of petrol.
Chuan ka car sap ka motor chu petrol.
I don't need any road, I can drive where I like.
Kong ka lai tu lo ko ka poi bo lo ka tu dam mu ta tia ka the I an om thi.
What happened?
Yeah, then chu ka lo khen ta.
They go crashing down the hill.
Ong si ra an accident.
There are Christians like that.
Christian ta tiang ka tam ta ka nom.
Accident, terrible accident.
Dam nun ka Christian nun hian accident ko.
When your car is full of petrol, stay on the road.
Kha kan kar a khan te do ghan thum kha ta ko wa ghan o ma.
Like the road from here to Silchar, you got to be alert all the time, you can't go to sleep.
Chu ko wa chuan sim kur ta ka kan kar alo chu ta.
When the road turns right, you turn right.
Chu kong chu ding la ma akwa chuan te ne po.
When the road turns left, you turn left.
Ve la ma akwa le ve la ma.
Then you will reach your destination.
Tu tiang chuan kan tum hun.
But if you are proud that you are full of petrol,
baro chu petrol thun kha ka de lo,
and you don't care for the road,
kan lai tua kong kan lai tua si lang chuan,
you go down to the bottom.
Kan accident chu na ni.
I want the Holy Spirit and I want God's word.
Patian thalau se din ka tua in patian tu ka ma mo bo.
We'll talk more about it in the coming days.
Tu tu la pri se la ga.
Number 4,
apali na chuan.
God has given us another great gift.
That is
the way of the cross.
To cross kong ani.
Jesus said, take up your cross every day and follow me. That is the way Jesus went of dying to ourselves.
To cross atuan lali sua kala kan ta lo sita.
If I go along that way, I can have power over Satan.
Chu ko a chu ka chuan sitana ne na sitara ka ne e ni.
I'll just mention it now and explain it more in the coming days.
Toi te ka sui ga adang chu ni da ka sui de la.
And then finally, number 5.
To sira apa ga da chuan.
God has given us fellowship in the body of Christ, the church.
La le so Christ ta ko han hwa pa chien ni in Paul na nun te hi.
In fellowship I can be free.
There's
a tremendous power in fellowship.
When an
enemy comes against me, if I am alone, I may not be able to overcome him. But if I have 2-3 brothers with me, then we can bind him and tie
him down.
We can't overcome Satan all by ourselves. Fellowship.
So,
I want to speak more about these 5 things. More about these 5 things in the coming days. Second, the power of the Holy Spirit. Third, the Word of God. Fourth, the way of the cross. And fifth, fellowship in the body of Christ. God has given us 5 fingers on a hand.
Yan kan put zum chang panga ka ti han ti
la. Why?
That is here.
So that when I hold something, I can get a good grip on it.
Ha panga a chu ka han mer ka chung het ti kan.
Now I can hold this with 2 hands also.
A ni to poin ka chil thia.
Yeah, I can hold it won't fall.
Ka chil thia ma se he ta kem lo val.
I can hold this with 2 hands.
Hey, Bible po hit
But if I hold something with two hands, somebody can easily pull it out of my hand. So it's not enough that we have the blood of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Some people, they lose what God gives them. The devil takes it away because they're trying to hold it with two fingers. When we have all five fingers,
the
grip is very strong. So that's how we can be free. And all these gifts are free. Jesus has purchased all of them for us on the cross. So we can be completely free. Many of us, when we are born again, we are like people just joining a school, children joining a school. But when you send your child to school, don't you want your child to go to the next class and the next class and the next class every year? Why should we always live in the kindergarten? God wants to give you a promotion this week to a higher class. Come to all the sessions. One more thing I want to say. The best book to read is the Bible. Please bring it to the meeting so that you can turn to the verse and understand. Let's pray. Today, God has spoken to your heart. And you know what God spoke to your heart. Don't get angry with the X-ray. Confess your sin. And say, Lord, I see my need. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Set me free in these days. I open my heart to you. I want everything that you have for me, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.